Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Holiday shopping can be very stressful, but if you're in a gift-giving bind this holiday season, don't worry. We here at Soundcheck have put together a musical gift guide of albums from the past year. Many of them actually picked by our producer, Katie Bishop, who joins me here in the studio. Hi, Katie.
Hello, John.
Why is music the perfect gift for the holidays?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. One, very entertaining. Probably will provide at least an hour of entertainment, right? Another reason, not too expensive. Maybe $15, $16 at the most. Also, very easy to wrap. Even if you have limited wrapping skills, just one little rectangle, you're done.
Now, you know, Joe Keyes was talking about some of the best releases that he's found in the past year. And obviously, he had to put a lot of thought into that. You can't just, like, wander into a record store, assuming you can find one these days, and just pick random stuff.
You can. Might not go that well, though.
Okay.
So we've put a little bit of thought into this. I would encourage any listeners out there to put their own thought in as well. But we have a jumping off point, if you will.
Okay. Now, I want to say off the bat that our full 2013 album gift guide is at soundcheck.org. But let's start, Katie, with some pretty obvious questions. First of all, Dad, what's the perfect musical gift for Dad?
If it's like my dad, he has a very particular taste. He knows what he likes. I'm probably not going to change that anytime soon.
Sounds like anybody's dad.
Yeah, right. So for my dad, or if you've got a dad like this, I'm going to say John Fogerty's Wrote a Song for Everyone. This came out this year. Obviously, John Fogerty of Creedence Clearwater Revival, a legend.
Mm-hmm.
And this album is sort of a revisiting of most of his classic songs. Also, a couple of new ones in there, but they don't sound new. They sound like classic John Fogerty songs. And it features duets with some younger artists as well. So maybe, you know, a gateway into opening your father's mind slightly.
So John Fogerty's album, Wrote a Song for Everyone. He performs, as you say, duets with lots of people, including My Morning Jacket.
Yes.
On this song called As Long As I Can See the Light.
Yes, I've got that old traveling bone. 'Cause it feels it won't leave me alone, alone, alone. But I won't be losing my way long. Long as I see the light. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I see what you're doing there, Katie. You know, Dad thinks he's suddenly back in 1970, 40-some-odd years ago, but you're slipping a little My Morning Jacket in there.
Exactly. Tricky.
John Fogerty with My Morning Jacket and As Long As I Can See the Light, duet re-recording of that old song from John Fogerty's 2013 album, Wrote a Song for Everyone. Okay, so Dad's taken care of. What do we get for Mom?
Can I just be real with you for a second, John? Your mom is a grown-up lady, right? Let's stop putting all the moms in this, like, protected corner. Mom deserves good music. And maybe that music this year could be Janelle Monáe. She put out an awesome album called Electric Lady. It's a little grown and sexy. I'm going to put that out there. Also features some people who she might be more familiar with, like Prince, Erykah Badu.
All right. Janelle Monáe, the album's called Electric Lady, and Prince is featured on this song, Give 'Em What They Love.
Give you what you love.
Janelle Monáe. Her 2013 record was called Electric Lady. That's called Give 'Em What They Love, which is what Soundcheck producer Katie Bishop is suggesting for the holidays. Give 'em what they love, the gift of music. So we've taken care of Mom, we've taken care of Dad. Who else?
Let's say you've got a younger sibling. Maybe your parents had a special accident, you know, 15 years ago, and you've got a sibling who's still in high school. Maybe you have a niece or nephew who's in high school. It's a difficult time. Being a teenager is tough. So the album that I would pick for a sullen, sulky, hates everyone teenager would be this record that came out this year from Speedy Ortiz called Major Arcana. It's got a lot of angry guitars and, you know, it's something you can thrash around to. But maybe it'll inspire your sulky preteen or teen to get off the couch, go start a band, you know, something like that.
They impressed us when they played live in the studio.
Excellent.
Speedy Ortiz, the album Major Arcana, the song is Cash Cab. Ortiz, Cash Cabs from their album Major Arcana. So if there's if you're looking for that special gift for the person who hates everyone, that's it. All right, so what about for that special someone in your life, for your spouse?
Right, let's talk about a long-term relationship first. For me, this is something you really should think about hard for yourself. However, if you're looking for inspiration, I would pick the new Inside Llewyn Davis soundtrack. This is a beautiful album. You know, it includes music from the lead character, Oscar Isaac, also people like Marcus Mumford and the Punch Brothers.
And it's the same group, the Coen Brothers and producer T-Bone Burnett, who had such a major surprise hit with Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Right.
Inside Llewyn Davis, the original soundtrack recording. Here, Oscar Isaac, who's the star of the film, and Marcus Mumford from Mumford & Sons perform Fare Thee Well.
If I had wings like Noah's dove, I'd fly the river to the one I love. Oh, fare thee well, my honey, fare thee well. Well, I had a man strong and tall. Moved his body like a cannonball. Oh, fare thee well, my honey, fare thee well. I remember one evening in the pouring rain, and in my heart was an aching pain. Fare thee well, my honey, fare thee well.
That is the soundtrack to the film Inside Llewyn Davis, the Coen Brothers movie, T-Bone Burnett producing the soundtrack record, and Katie Bishop, soundcheck producer, suggesting that as a great musical gift this Christmas season. That could go to anybody. That's such a great sound.
It's a crowd pleaser.
Even more musical gift suggestions in our 2013 album gift guide at soundcheck.org, which Katie has put together. I want to ask you about The Dream, Foreplay, IV, the Roman number four. Who is this for?
Well, I think this could be for someone you want to get to know a little better. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
There's no winking or nudging if you're giving somebody an album called Foreplay.
Yeah, you're right. And also, if you're going to wrap this one, make sure you know which one it is. You don't want this ending up with the wrong person. It could be really awkward.
The Dream with Gary Clark Jr., the ace blues guitarist.
On one of the tracks, yeah. He and also Beyonce is on this album, another big name right now. Mm-hmm. It sure is steamy.
All right, so Dispense with Care. Here's The Dream with Gary Clark Jr. and Too Early.
You're getting all my loving. You gave him all my time. You're leaving me with nothing. Not even a piece of mind. Ooh, babe. Ooh, babe. You're giving all my pleasure. You give him all my joy.
That is The Dream and his album Foreplay, that song called Too Early, featuring Gary Clark Jr. All right, so, Katie, we've already talked about how music's a great gift because it's inexpensive, but at this point we've bought one for Dad, for Mom, the spouse, the sullen teenager, here, the special someone or the someone you'd like to be special.
Are you running out of money, John?
Well, I'm beginning to add up those $15 and $16. And yeah.
You're right. So why don't we come up with a gift that costs nothing? How about
that? Even better.
So the next suggestion I have for you is Chance the Rapper's mixtape, which was a free download this year called Acid Rap. People are saying he's the new face of young hip hop. We've talked about him on Soundcheck before. But you can download this album for free right from his website. Maybe burn it to a CD. I don't know. Email it.
Or send a text.
Do that. Sure.
I don't know. All right. But you could buy a blank CD for like a buck or two and
sure.
Burn it, I suppose. All right. So Chance the Rapper, from his mixtape called Acid Rap, this is Juice.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. From misdemeanors, dreamer, held back asses. Loki still a deer. And I still shake a bow squat. Praying for my broke. Got city on the come up. Shot that so sa. Shot my fat trail. Shot my Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote.
From Chicago, that is Chance the Rapper with Juice from his mixtape called Acid Rap. So for that someone who isn't quite special enough to spend any money on...
Sometimes you just run out of dollars.
So it's a free download, and we have talked about Chance the Rapper on Soundcheck a couple of times in the past. You know, the wordplay is fantastic. But that's not the version you get with the
that
free.
Is,
that's
that
that's
is
been
not
cleaned
the version.
Up.
That has been so, tidied up a bit.
Yeah,
yes.
Just be aware of that. All right, so sort of running out of people here. Oh, I got one. Your intern.
Yes, your intern. Don't forget your intern this holiday season. That would not be nice. I would suggest for an intern, go with one of the best albums of the year, Vampire Weekend's Modern Vampires of the City. This came out early this year. It's ended up on a lot of best album of the year lists. I think a lot of people sort of forgot about it as the year went on, but it's an album that really deals with being young, coming of age. You know, you're in your young 20s, especially in the here and now and the types of issues that you deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they'll get some advice from listening to this.
Now, did we get our go-getter intern, Alex, a copy of this?
I think we have a couple more days left. There are 8 days left until we hit Christmas, so.
All right, we'll figure something out. Vampire Weekend, Yahey, from their album Modern Vampires of the City.
Babylon don't love you, but you love them. So I could never love you in spite of everything. In the dark of this place, there's the glow of your face. There's the dust on the screen of this broken machine. And I can't
Band. The song's called Ya Hey from their album from earlier this year called Modern Vampires of the City, which also appears on Soundcheck's 2013 Album Gift Guide. Find the full guide on soundcheck.org. Our producer, Katie Bishop, has spent a lot of time putting this together. And I'm so grateful. Here, Katie, I got you something.
Thanks, John. Uh-oh. Shoot, I don't have anything for you. Oh, wait, yes, I do.
Because oh, really?
Because the last selection on our gift guide is exactly what to do in that situation when someone surprises you with a gift and, oh, no, you didn't get them anything. But wait, if you put a wrapped copy of this CD in your bag, you're safe. You're totally covered in that situation. So I would suggest wrapping up a copy of Darcy James Argue's Brooklyn Babylon.
Got it already.
Wow. But I'm betting a lot of you out there don't have it. It's a really interesting concept album that came out this year. It's actually from a couple of years ago, but the album version just came out this year. Darcy James Argue is this incredible band leader and composer based in
17-piece big band.
Huge.
They've
band.
All piled here into our studio in the past.
And so this album has a story. It has like a visual component that I think you can watch online. But, you know, it's a really interesting gift. Maybe people don't have it. Maybe they haven't heard of it. And this is a great way to put it in their hands.
All right, part of the 2013 Album Gift Guide put together by our producer, Katie Bishop. Find the full list at soundcheck.org. Katie, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Take Soundcheck with you wherever you go with the all-new WNYC mobile app. Download it for free from wnyc.org/mobile.